RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I don't know if anybody else saw this story in the Baltimore Sun. I think it's by Mike Preston, talking about how the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and John Harbaugh, not all on the same page, which not really that surprising. I mean, let's lay it out right now. The Ravens are having a disastrous season. The Ravens season this year is basically the Bills season this year, right? The Chiefs are not part of the equation. This is your chance to get to the playoffs. And as disappointing as the Bills season may have been, they're going to be in the playoffs. The Ravens do not appear like they will be. So in his column, he talked about how Lamar Jackson's performance and reliability have become a concern for the Ravens. He claims that John Harbaugh has become tired of Jackson, implying the relationship between the head coach and star quarterback may be strained after years of success together. The piece also hits on Jackson's controversial habits, that he's fallen asleep during team meetings, and pointing out that he has stayed up late playing video games, and that that's the reason for him falling asleep during meetings, and that the team has adjusted its practice schedule to accommodate Jackson, and that the special treatment is kind of causing some internal tension. He also floated that the Ravens should explore trade options for Jackson this offseason. And it seems like that could be a possibility, even though his contract is like outrageous. I think he's making $74 million or something outrageous this offseason. But look, is it possible after the Ravens have been together for a while, have never been able to get over the hump, and now this year certainly appears like they're going to miss the playoffs altogether. Is it possible they make a change? I think absolutely. Now, I would not point to Lamar Jackson being the change. I would think if anybody is usually organizations hold on to franchise quarterbacks like grim death, man. They're not letting go of those guys for any reason whatsoever unless it's just such a problem behind the scenes that they feel like this is the pivot point. But I would think if the two options are quarterback, head coach, the head coach is going to be in much more trouble. Maybe that's why this to me, the article is fascinating from the point of view of who is feeding this information. Clearly, it's not Lamar Jackson. But it's odd that a reporter who covers the team would be this vocal in criticizing the quarterback while he's still on the team that he covers. Now, if Lamar Jackson had been traded, that would make a little bit more sense, right? You don't have to deal with them anymore. But to put all this out there is kind of puzzling to me. But I would think that that's more of a bad sign for John Harbaugh than it would be for Lamar Jackson. Now, if Harbaugh is going to be out in Baltimore, which we kind of talked about before, is that a guy the Giants should be interested in? Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Coach who has done it before and has been successful as a head coach. Those are the two priorities because you can't trust the Giants' judgment. The Giants could go out and get the greatest offensive whiz kid that has ever existed. Would you trust their judgment of bringing that guy in here? No. You have to go out and get somebody who has done it before and has had success. Have to. And again, I would tie this back into the Knicks. When the Knicks went out and hired a coach, did he have the highest ceiling, Tibbs? Clearly not. But walking in the door day one, he was going to hit the ground running and instilling a foundation of an expectation that the bad old days are over and we're now going to be at least functional. That's the role model that the Giants should be following.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So would John Harbaugh be on the list? Absolutely. To me, would he be the number one candidate? No. Of the people that I know that are available right now, to me, Mike McCarthy would still be the number one guy. I want an offensive guy if I can have it. I want somebody who's had success. The fact he's had success in multiple locations means that he would almost certainly be able to come here and have some success. Does he have a ceiling where maybe you're not reaching a Super Bowl? Yeah, that's possible. In 5 years, after some disappointing playoff performance, might you have to change your head? It's possible. But let's at least get the first step going here. Let's get a little success going here before we start worrying about Super Bowls or not. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. And look, the Ravens are a good organization. They're no dummies. If they do move off John Harbaugh, not that this would be a deal breaker, but you're probably going to have to give up some compensation along the way. I don't know if that's a second-day pick. I don't know what kind of pick that would be. It certainly would not be the number one pick overall. But you might have to trade some compensation to get the head coach. At the end of the day, you got to get the right guy. But to me, as I've said before, make the case for who's better of the people that we know right now. Give me the case for why that guy would be better than Mike McCarthy, who I can go out and hire right away. And I think McCarthy also does another thing. He's stable. He's not sexy, but he's stable. The Giants are desperate for stable at this point. They are desperate for somebody who's going to take this job and have some success over the next 4 years, even if that success is not another Super Bowl title. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to the phones. Go out to James is in Jersey. James, next up on the Fan.
Oh, yeah, Jason O'Dalton. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, I never heard, and I'm 70, so I've been listening to the Fan from day one, so much talk about, like, so many teams that play in the New York area, and all we talk about is, like, draft picks, which I think in some ways is very, very interesting talk, because when we look at the problems that, like, the Jets, the Giants are having, on the other hand, the Knicks, they seem to have really cleaned things up, but we used to talk about them like back after the 99 season, how they didn't really know what they were doing, and then all of a sudden they settled things out, and they know what they're doing. But it's hard to understand with the Giants a lot of ways now. Maybe you'll find this interesting, how they're almost acting a little bit like the Jets, which is kind
of absolutely
bad, which is hard to believe. But then on the other hand, I mean, they were in Pittsburgh, and I was looking up to the end of the field photographing that game at Pittsburgh. It was like 20-0. And since that loss to Pittsburgh, they sort of almost been like frozen in time. I mean, Rex Ryan, to his credit, now some people didn't really care for him, but at least he took the team to two championship games. I mean, they may have lost, but the way things are going now, well, they haven't even made the playoffs. Now, the Giants, on the other hand, it seems like, unfortunately, a team that's historically been unbelievable team. I mean, you go back to the 50s. I mean, they're a bedrock of the NFL. But now with Mara not really being in the best of health, and we don't know how long he's been sick. It might not be like he's only been sick for like a few months. It seems that the team now doesn't really have true leadership and ownership, which is very sad because they were always a great franchise. But now we're talking about draft picks, and listening to you, I don't think you have much confidence in who they're going to pick, and also with coaching on both teams, which is almost hard to believe that these two teams really don't have leadership, not only at the coaching level, but even at the ownership level. And Woody Johnson, unfortunately, it seems like, as an owner, I don't know if he's really a bad guy, but he doesn't have a lot of people around him. And maybe even now Mara doesn't. And I've always felt that Woody Johnson, as an owner, owners don't really like him because where he came from. I mean, I think that's another discussion that maybe we could talk about on The Fan forever, because you do have to be in the clique. The Giants, they were always in the clique as far as ownership goes. But now it seems like, well, the Jets, Woody Johnson is definitely not in that inner circle like with the teams that kind of always like dealing with the Giants. From a perspective of you know, you're a bedrock team, and now Woody Johnson, and we came from his company, and
yeah,
sort of.
Look, I think that doesn't really matter. I think you just have to hire the right people. The Jets have had success with Woody. I mean, you brought it up yourself. They went to championship games with Woody as the owner. So it's possible. It can be done, but you got to hire the right people, and they've not done a good job of that. Now, I don't know how they can get it so wrong, and the reason why I might not have confidence in terms of the Giants and their draft picks, I don't know who's going to be making those picks. I can tell you one thing. If it's Joe Shane, yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence in those picks because I've seen how the other picks have gone. I'm a show-me guy. If you show me some evidence, I'm willing to believe you. But over the last 4 years, especially given the way this year's gone, I don't have a whole lot of faith in Joe Shane. That's for sure. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls on the Giants. We'll hit on why the Ravens situation might also be good for the Jets. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.